Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we are talking about an innovative source of funding that most people aren't aware of. We're talking about the EB-5 investor visa, that is Echo Bravo 5. An investor who wants to accelerate the process of getting residency in the United States can do so by placing an investment into the EB-5 program. This is a program administered by the Department of Homeland Security. And the return on investment for Homeland Security is the creation or maintenance of permanent jobs. So for every $500,000 of investment, you need to generate 10 permanent jobs. And that gets audited through the process at a couple of different points over the life of the investment, typically over a five-year term. So this is a program designed to attract investment and generate jobs. If you're an investor, your primary concerns are, number one, getting a visa, and number two, of course, preservation of capital. The rate of return is sometimes of secondary importance. So for those with financial means, this is a very effective way to accelerate the process of gaining United States residency. If you're an entrepreneur looking to take advantage of the EB-5 program and make use of EB-5 funds, you need to be working with an approved regional center. These regional centers are approved by the Department of Homeland Security, and you need to be working into what's called an EB-5 fund, whether it's a fund that you generate yourself under the umbrella of the regional center, or you work into an existing EB-5 fund. That's what you're going to be involved in, some kind of structure like that. EB-5 funds can be very attractive from an entrepreneur's perspective because they can be considered in the same category as non-recourse debt. So it is a debt instrument typically, and you're not giving up any equity. You're paying a modest rate of interest. And in most cases, it can be applied towards the equity side of the equation if you're securing bank debt for the remainder of your project. Now, if you're a real estate investor, you might be thinking that, wow, this is a great deal. I can go raise EB-5 funds and go get the rest with bank debt and I'm all set. Well, it's not quite so simple. While construction and real estate projects do generate jobs, they don't generate permanent jobs over a five-year time period. They typically are temporary jobs. So this structure tends to favor service-type businesses, businesses that drive full-time employment, whether it's something like a hotel, a senior assisted living facility, maybe a gas station or something in the food service business like a restaurant or a fast food franchise. These all would qualify, most likely, by generating sufficient number of jobs relative to the amount of investment required. The other drawback for EB-5 funds is they can take quite a long time to put together. There's an administrative process, and by the time you've got the whole process approved, then you need to go raise the money from the foreign investors looking to gain a visa. That too will take time. Now, if you can tolerate 6 to 9 months to raise the capital, then maybe the EB-5 program is perfect for you. However, as always, with anything involving government bureaucracy, be prepared for delays. In fact, some of our sources are telling us that Department of Homeland Security is still processing some EB-5 visa applications dating back to 2014. So much for a fast-track process. And finally, the EB-5 program is not permanently enshrined in the immigration code. It is a temporary program, and it was extended earlier this year by an act of Congress for another 2 years. So there's still a couple of years for you to take advantage of the program if you as an entrepreneur are interested in using this as a source of funding. If you do an internet search on the term EB-5, Echo Bravo 5, you'll find lots of resources, lots of information, both from the Department of Homeland Security as well as numerous consultants out there that specialize in the EB-5 program, and perhaps information as well on the list of approved regional centers. Also, a number of regional centers that have had their EB-5 approval terminated. They too are listed on the Homeland Security website. As you're looking at various funding sources for your projects, perhaps take a look at EB-5. It might be a perfect fit for you. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.